Yeah, Rest Out of the Wise, brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Their nationwide network of lenders can get you up to $1,000 fast. So don't wait. Get the cash you need right now from WeFixMoney.com. That is WeFixMoney.com. So Meek Mill was sentenced to 3 to 6 months behind bars over the weekend for violating his probation. Meek had plenty of dumb violations like tweeting things about the prosecutor, taking pictures with guns, and not asking the court about tour dates. Now, once he serves his jail time, he's going to have to start his 5-year probation period all over again. Meanwhile, I heard Wale tweeted, nah, nanny, boo, boo.
No, he did not.
Well, I know you made that up.
Hey, jail is no place for the Meek.
Right? Exactly. Well, his album's going to be released in September, and it'll probably sell like a gazillion.
Hey, that was good. Come on,
guys. I mean,
guys.
It was just all right. It's okay. All right.
Come on.
That jail was too easy.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Never even mind. Though Drake may have smashed the homie. Let the homie smash his girl, his ex Rihanna, and their entourages fought in the club. Drizzy and Chris Brown were both photoed in the studio together, reportedly making tracks for Breezy's upcoming album. Drake is also going to produce some songs. What?
There is no evidence that Drake even smashed Rihanna.
Tell that again.
Except the song he wrote about her. Except the song he wrote about her.
Okay, photo together all the time.
Come on.
Hey, that's begging
hey,
to get it.
That's the same thing that Robin Thicke is doing, and he ain't getting smashed.
Let me tell you something. Hey, my sister is safe with Drake, okay?
Can I tell you something? What happened is...
Soup.
Exactly.
No, I don't, but if I did...
If he did. But here's the thing. The problem is Drake didn't really smash it, and that's why he had to write the song. She wasn't having that. Columbus Short must be tired of all the scandal. Did you like that?
No, that was as bad as mine.
No, it wasn't as bad as Meek.
Jail is no place for the Meek.
No, whatever. Okay, even though he was recently arrested for public intoxication in Dallas, now admits that he drinks too much. Now, TMZ got a photo of him with a crisis counselor who plans to help him get back on track. However, he is refusing rehab, but he plans to move to Dallas to get away from the L.A. party scene. Now, there is a party scene in Dallas,
wait,
and they
I'm
get
sorry.
Drunk. And
I'm sorry. I was in Atlanta over the weekend, and they had commercials running. Hey, y'all, it's Columbus Short, man. Come on, scandalous time with me at blah, blah, blah club.
Are you lying?
Are you
no,
kidding
dude,
me?
He's doing the club tour, man. He has to get cash. You know why?
Why?
His wife, his ex-wife, froze all his accounts. He can't get no money. So he's out here doing clubs.
What about like residual checks? Well, can does she get that too?
Everything goes in the account is frozen.
Oh my gosh!
Until they have a resolution of their issues.
In the meantime,
he's doing independent films. He's hosting clubs.
We might see him at the drive-up window.
All you got to do, may I have your order, please?
You know what I mean?
Well, let me finish off this line first.
Let's move on.
Columbus Snort.
Now that was pretty good. That was way better than me.
All right, thank
Kanye
you.
Kanye West ain't tripping off his wife being a reality star because he says he did a reality TV show before she did. A pilot from 2010 has surfaced starring Kanye's travel agent, Brett Grosch. Now, he's like the self-proclaimed travel agent to the stars. The pilot is really bad. But there is a big scene with Kanye schooling the agent on his choice of European flights to the U.S. Lastly, top to the box office. Now, Britt did her review of Planet of the Apes, and she did not like the movie very much. Russ, what did you think?
Incredible movie.
See? Compared to the other ones, Russ.
I loved it.
You're not on Planet compared of the Apes person, Britt, that's why.
Well,
Russ, compared
the first
to the other
one,
ones.
The first one that came out, if you want to go all the way back to the old ones.
She don't know about the
last
far,
one.
Far and above those.
I don't remember the old one, so what about the first one?
The first one was incredible. That's what shocked me because I was never into the Planet of the Apes series.
Right.
But the first one was good, and this one was even good.
You lying. Well, they made $73 million over the weekend. Yeah. I'm Alfreda. That's all out the way. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Plus, send us your tweets at Rest Par Show, hashtag RPMS, top tweets.
Thank you, baby girl.